meeting has been posted for the time and manner required by law. There's a public announcement that the meeting is being audio recorded and that recording will appear on the internet at www.hdsd.org. So at this point, we are going to begin with a roll call vote of attendance. And for our newer members, all SAU votes, regardless of what they're for, have to be done by roll call. And the reason for that is what Grant is passing out to you, because this is a compilation of all the boards. The board votes are weighted, and so we don't have to do a lot of math when we have unanimous votes, because it all comes out nicely. But if we don't have unanimous votes, then there is a formula that gets called into play. So this is a point of reference. The weighted votes are determined by the enrollment each of the districts, each of the member districts has. And so this is the weighted votes for the 23-24 school year. This will get recalculated at the close of this year, and then your first meeting in the 24-25 school year, you'll get a new one that has the new numbers on it. It's been a while since we've needed to do the math, but
yeah,
there are times when it becomes necessary, and so it's good for everybody to have that in the beginning.
Megan can't leave stopping secretary until she trains someone else on how to interpret the weighted votes.
Yeah. So at this point, we're going to start with a roll call vote of the membership. And Lynn, if you're okay with it, I can call the roll, and you can just record it for me.
Yeah.
All right. So at this time, from the Windsor School Board, Wendy Robbins.
Here.
Right. Also, we're going to use this as introductions. Sure. Wendy is the newest member of the Windsor School Board. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you.
Susan Robbins. Karen Turbine.
Oh, here.
Here. All right. Nice. From the Washington School Board, Erin Mills.
Present.
Erin is the chair of the Washington School Board. Karen is the chair of the Windsor School Board. I'm sorry, I neglected to say that. Eric Hodges from Washington.
Present.
Danielle Moore from Washington. Not present. Laura Botello from Washington. Not present. Tyler Garvin from Washington. Not present. From Hillsborough Deering, Chris Bober.
Present.
Chris is the chair of the Hillsborough Deering School Board. Stacy Morin.
Here.
Krista Davison.
Present.
Paul Player.
Present.
Mike Kenny.
Here.
Thank you. All right. At this time, if you would all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of silence, please. The first order of business is an action item, and it is the reorganization of the board, since this is the first meeting of the SAU board since elections were held. So at this time, I would like to entertain a motion to nominate a chair of the SAU school board.
I'll make a motion for Eric Hodges to be the chair. He has served pretty well on the Washington board as the vice chair. I've been reelected this year as the vice chair, and I think he has shown his strengths.
So a motion from Erin Mills for Eric Hodges as chair of the SAU board. Do we have a second?
I will second, and I concur. And he's done an awesome job from what I've seen as well, so I definitely support the nomination.
So a second from Chris Bober. Eric, are you willing to accept the nomination?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Excellent. Are there any other nominations for chair of the SAU board?
Don't all speak at once.
Hearing none, I'm called to a vote to elect Eric Hodges as chair of the SAU board.
And it's roll call, right?
Yeah. Here we go. From Windsor, Karen Turbine.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Again, there's the recording, and then if you could use your mics if at all possible, that is what makes it pick it up on the recording. And also, as you are all well aware, I am pretty deaf, and it helps me. So, all right, so Karen Turbine is a yes. Wendy Robbins.
Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
From Washington, Aaron Mills.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Abstain.
Eric is an abstention. Daniel Moore. No, actually, I don't have to call the roll if they're not actually in the room. There we go. Good. From Hillsborough Deering, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Stacey Morin.
Yes.
Krista Davison.
Yes.
Paul Plater.
Yes.
Mike Kenny.
Yes.
Oh, that's my chair.
Sorry.
She's pulling it out.
Oh, right.
Makes more sense to me.
All right, then. Sorry. Grant's going to move. Your Highness.
Yes. Oh, you have the room, sir.
Right. Can I have Grant's Coke?
Oh.
Yeah,
I'll be eating that. Yeah.
You don't want to add another hat to your already full. All
right. Agendas for the point. I had some. Does everybody have the agenda for tonight's meeting with them? Okay. All right. So Eric is officially the chair of the board from this point. Eric, I'm going to turn the running of the meeting over to you.
Thanks. What? Will yours pick me up or no?
No, you need to use your of it. I know this is incredibly unfair because. You guys aren't used to using
some it. Days they'll pick it up from the table, so. But other times.
Gotcha.
Oh, and this is a mess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly, I forget how to turn it
was,
on.
It was a decent hour when we left.
That's just the green.
And it'll connect automatically.
So,
the slider on the top?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the
All right, so the next thing that you're looking for is a motion to nominate the vice chair of the SAU board.
So, yeah, can I get a motion, I guess, for a vice chair of the SAU board?
I'll nominate Chris Bober.
A second?
I will second Chris Bober as the vice chair.
So, for the recorder and for that, you're going to say, so Paul Plater motions.
Okay.
And then who's the second?
Gotcha. Paul Plater's the motion.
First.
And Aaron Mills.
Second.
Yeah,
second.
So then ask Chris if he's willing to accept the nomination.
Well, I'll get there. Chris, you willing to accept the nomination?
Sure, yes.
Right. Any other nominations? Not hearing any, a roll call vote. From Windsor, Karen?
Karen Turbine.
Karen Turbine.
Yes.
Susie Robbins?
Yes.
Wendy
Robbins?
Yes.
Yes. From Washington, Aaron Mills?
Yes.
Eric Hodges, I'm a yes. And from Hillsborough Deering? Paul? No. Mike.
Mike Kenny.
Yes.
Mike Kenny.
Yes.
And Paul Plater?
Paul Plater.
Yes. And
Krista Davison?
Krista Davison?
Yes.
Stacey Morin?
Stacey Morin?
Yes.
And Chris Bower?
I'll abstain.
Okay.
All right. So newest members, obviously, everybody's met now, Stacey, Krista, and Wendy. And I am very thankful for all of you and your civic duty.
All right.
Next up?
Yep. Next up, we entertain motions for secretary. So
the duties of the board secretary are to keep the minutes when the person who normally does that is not available to us. And then occasionally some other record-keeping support.
I was trying to refresh my memory. Who was secretary last year? Was that?
I don't honestly.
I think it was you, Chris.
Oh. Was it you?
I think someone else.
No.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was myself. I can't remember.
Heidi was the chair.
Yeah.
Eric was the vice chair.
Vice chair.
Okay. I'm almost positive that,
really?
That Chris was the recording secretary.
I know I've done the minutes before in past years, so I just couldn't remember if it was, yeah, so.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think there was occasion where you needed to do it
right
this time, but I believe it was Chris. Although I don't know that he's going to arm wrestle any of you for it.
Any nominations? Oops, sorry.
Yeah, are there any nominations?
I'll nominate Aaron Mills.
Do I have the second?
I'll second.
Let's hear the discussion. Secretary.
Do you accept?
Well, considering he didn't even know he was, it could be that hard.
It's actually your backup. If the secretary is not present,
yes,
then they will take the minutes. Or I think it probably could be delegated to, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. I will do it, yes. If needed, yes. I am happy to entertain.
Okay. So, motion.
I second it.
Yeah.
I think Paul.
Yeah.
Paul, oh, yes. Yep. Yeah.
Now you're.
Roll call vote.
On to the roll call.
All right.
Yes.
Because by the end of the meeting, you're going to
be an old pro.
Right? So, from Windsor?
Yes. Yeah.
Karen.
Turbine.
Yes.
Susie Robbins.
Susan. Yes.
Susan Robbins, sorry.
Yes.
Wendy Robbins.
Yes.
Thank you. From Washington, Aaron Mills.
Obstein.
Eric Hodges is a yes. From Hillsborough Daring, Mike.
Kenny.
Yes.
Paul Plater.
Yes.
Kristen.
Yes.
Kristen Davis.
Davidson.
Stacy Morin.
Yes. And Chris Bober.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Aaron.
Hey,
yeah.
Sure.
Hey, Megan.
Hi.
How you doing? Come on in. Lynn got you started, so we're all good. And Erin is really relieved because she just got nominated as secretary, and now she doesn't have to take the minutes.
And I was also prepared.
That's well.
I have a pen.
We would help you.
The next step is going to be manifest signatories, and when we get set up, that this is not Megan's fault. We keep changing the time that the meetings are happening to accommodate a bunch of other things. So we are just grateful that you were here, Megan. So.
Hi.
Don't mind me.
So next up is manifest signatories, and Megan's getting set up. Yeah, so manifest signatories are the folks that come in and basically sign off on the checks that the SAU board is, or that the SAU as a fiscal entity is doing, and sign off on the financial paperwork. There are, generally speaking, two manifest signatories that need to come in, and for the SAU board, how often do we usually need that? About
Every two weeks,
but if you miss a week, then we can catch up in a month. Like it happens. There are considerably fewer things to sign when you are a signatory for the SAU board than for either of the other boards, because the SAU is the smallest of the fiscal, second smallest of the fiscal entity. So that is the... what the job is.
And those manifests are in the business office, if you don't know. And when you see them, there'll be a cover sheet. And then behind that will be like a line item list of who's getting paid and how much.
Stacy.
So generally, for convenience sake, you're looking for two folks who stopping at the SAU office, which is on the third floor of the elementary school, on a semi-regular basis is easy to fit into your daily life.
Stacy Moore and myself are the manifest signatories for Hillsborough Deering, and so if that's something that this board is okay with, I think we're both willing to serve in that role. And if one of us is not able to, we would just notify Eric, and we'd have one of us would be someone else on the board would be an alternate, unless someone from Washington wants to share, or Windsor wants to share that duty with us.
I'm also able to come because I come for the Washington board as well, so
I know
either way.
In past years, we've done it like the chair and the vice chair of the SAU, or the two chairs of the boards work
as
well.
There really isn't there isn't a hard and fast rule, so long as you nominate, you call for nomination.
Okay, I'll call for a nomination. Can we do both at once?
You did.
One at each.
think we kind of combined this last time.
You have to do them one at a time.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Making this not a mess.
Nomination for a manifest signatory.
I nominate Chris if he wants to do it again.
Okay, we have a nomination for Chris.
Sure.
I'll second.
Second by Stacy.
So the nomination is from Wendy Robbins. So Megan is recording secretary of the board. This is Wendy Robbins. She is the newest member from Winter. You're in the middle. And you've already met Stacy and Krista, so you know them. And for Wendy and Stacy and Krista, this is Tyler Garvin, who is another member of the Washington School Board. Wendy Robbins, Stacy Morin, Krista Davis.
Hi.
A lot of new faces. This is
yes. Yeah.
Put my name game.
There we go.
Are you ready? we've been using this as a test with whether Eric is the new board chair, remembers everybody's name.
Like yeah.
He's on his best
for the rest of the election.
Okay.
I really thought it was at 6. I'm sorry.
Okay, Megan, we were rocking around along. I'm just excited that I don't have to keep track of stuff now. All right.
So from Windsor,
Karen Turbine. Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
Wendy Robbins.
Yes.
Good job.
From Washington, Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
Aaron Mills.
Yes.
Eric Hodges is a yes. From Hillsborough Deering, Mike Kenny.
Yes. Yeah.
Paul Plater.
Yes.
Krista Davison.
Krista Davis.
Yes.
Stacy Morin.
That's helpful enough.
Chris Bulwer. Yeah.
All right. I didn't want him to struggle too much.
Wear me out on this.
All right. Next up is treasurer.
Nope.
Need
a
second.
Second signatory.
I'll entertain motions for a second signatory.
I'll nominate Krista.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
So nomination from Stacy and seconded by Wendy. Yes, give me that. All right, are you willing to accept?
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, roll call vote from Windsor.
Yes.
Karen.
Got it. There you go.
Wendy Robbins.
Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
From Washington, Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
Aaron Mills.
Yes.
Eric Hodges is a yes. From Hillsborough Dairy, Mike Kennedy.
Yeah, that's close enough, yes.
Paul Player.
Yes.
Krista Davison.
You got it.
Is it Davidson or Davis?
Davison.
No D in the middle.
Right.
No D.
All right. And then Stacy Morin.
Yes.
All right. Chris Bulwer.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Excellent. All right.
Now we need a treasurer.
So,
yeah.
The treasurer, this is usually your favorite one to do because it's generally speaking not one of you. This is the person who basically signs your checks for you, for lack of a better way of putting it. There is a resident of Hillsborough Deering who the board has volunteered to do this for any number of years. She is willing to continue. Her name is May Egner. And so if that is the board's pleasure, then you just would call her vote for her to continue to do that. But she is happy to continue to serve you in that capacity.
Any discussion?
She's done it.
She's done, yeah.
She did it previous year.
And I, well, Jen already
she's
said it
too.
She's
done it as long as I can remember.
Okay.
Emailed, I actually reached out to her as well. She said absolutely. She's willing to continue with no questions.
Okay.
So, you know, I did have that conversation because I anticipated this coming up. I'll make a motion to nominate her for treasurer.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion made by Chris and seconded by Wendy. All right. No, you're good. Okay. Karen Turbin.
Yes.
Wendy Robbins.
Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
From, Washington. Tyler Goggard.
Yes.
Aaron Mills.
Yes.
Eric Hodges is a yes. From Hillsborough Dairy. Mike.
Kenny.
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 Okay.
Kenny.
Oh.
No D.
Okay. You keep on these. I'll get this, I promise, guys.
Paul, yes.
Kristen Davison.
Yes.
Krista.
Yeah. Sorry.
Close enough.
Stacy.
Yes.
Chris Bober.
Yeah.
Hey.
Excellent.
The Hillsborough Gang Board member went to almost 10:30 last night, so you will not hear anything from me because when it gets to a certain hour, things get hard.
I do not anticipate tonight's meeting going that long.
The last part of the board reorganization is the vice chair.
So this is the person who is vice treasurer. Thank you. This is the person who would be May's backup if she is unavailable. And historically speaking, the superintendent's executive assistant is the person that the SAU board appoints to do that. Lynn is more than happy to continue to serve you in that capacity if that is your pleasure.
Any discussion?
Lynn's last name is Wheeler, for those of you that don't remember that right off the top of your head.
I think, I know, yeah, it's worked out well to have that as a backup and convenience, so I'm in support of that, and thank you for speaking to her on that.
Yeah, I feel the same way, that it's familiar and convenience makes sense to me as well.
So do we nominate Lynn Wheeler then?
Take a nomination, so nominated.
I'll second.
From Hillsborough Dairy, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Paul Slater.
Yes.
Krista Davison.
Yes.
Stacy Morin.
Yes.
Michael Kenny.
Yes.
From Washington, Aaron Mills.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
From Windsor, Wendy Robbins.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Karen Turbine.
Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Indoctrination. You had to do at least a couple of rules.
That was painful.
Now you know. It's a good way, actually. Yeah, it's a quick way.
Yeah.
Very true. All right. Correspondence.
We do have correspondence. This letter was received on March the 13th, this being your first meeting as a board since then. So it says Hillsborough School Administrative District number 34. And so we took it as to the SAU board, to whom it may concern. It has come to my attention that Rashay Colcomb has made numerous requests for documents and reports relating to the business and administration of SAU 34 under the Freedom of Information Act. I understand that your staff is spending considerable time and resources responding to these requests. As a taxpayer, I am keen to understand the portion of the SAU budget and time spent on these requests. Please provide me with an estimate of the number of staff hours spent processing and answering these requests, an estimate of the monthly cost of these staff hours, and any other resources required. This information is vital for understanding the allocation of resources in our district. Thank you in advance for your cooperation. Your assistance in providing this information will be greatly appreciated. Sincerely, Jackie Stetzer, who is a resident of the town of Hillsborough.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Jackie Stetzer.
Oh, Jackie. Okay, thank you.
So that is your correspondence. I would respectfully request that the board allow me to address the time and the questions that she has as part of my end of year reflection to the board that will be submitted to the board as part of the evaluation process. And that's something that the board said, but that would, rather than stopping midstream to do that now.
Which is coming up probably too soon. It's just for everyone's, it's the end of May.
Usually. June 1st.
June 1st. So it's not too far away.
Any other discussion? No. Any other correspondence?
That is all the correspondence that we received. Public comment?
Yeah. Anybody from the public?
So you read out the...
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Read out the statement.
Yep. So this is an opportunity for members of the public to share an idea or a concern with the board. Comments are limited to 5 minutes per person. It is not the practice of the board to immediately respond to comments made.
And then you state the time that you're opening
it.
Is it 6:03?
6:03.
So, just to remind everybody, we have a statutory obligation to leave public comment open for a half an hour, so even though we will move on with the agenda, if a member of the public were to come, we would pause whatever business we are conducting to allow them their 5 minutes at that point, up until 6:33 this evening.
Yep. Can I ask that there's somebody out there, some woman, I don't know her, I don't know if she's wants to come in. Is that locked?
The door should not be locked.
No. You want me to check?
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, thank you. Okay. She may be waiting for someone, too.
You saw him standing at the door?
You scared her away.
I don't see anybody, but I'm going to shut this door and see if it's locked.
Okay.
To rescue me at
that's the front door to check.
So next up on the agenda is action items. We have minutes from December 19th. It's been that long. So we'll entertain a motion on minutes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the December 19th. Thank you. The other side, I gotta flip the side.
I will make a motion.
Okay. I'll second that.
Motion first by Chris, second by Wendy.
From Hillsborough Deering, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Paul Flader.
Yes.
Chris Davidson.
Yes.
Stacey Morin.
Yes.
Michael Kenny.
Yes.
From Washington, Aaron Mills.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
From Windsor, Wendy Robbins.
Yes.
Karen Turban.
Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
All right. Motion passed. Next up, non-public. Yes.
So, yes, we need a non-public session per RSA 91A32 subpart A.
Anybody entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion to go in a non-public session based off of RSA 91-A32A.
Second.
First by Tyler, second by Paul.
From Hillsborough Deering, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Paul Flader.
Yes.
Krista Davidson.
Yes.
Stacey Morin.
Yes.
Michael Kenny.
Yes.
From Washington, Aaron Mills.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
From Windsor, Wendy Robbins.
Yes.
Karen Turban.
Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
Everybody's
yes.
Yes.
So okay. Recording now.
We're back in the public session.
Make a motion to no. I won't make a motion. We just did though, didn't we?
We're recording in public.
And the recording is on.
I will make a motion to allow the superintendent to act upon what we discussed in non-public session.
I'll second.
And seconded by Chris.
From Hillsborough Deering, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Paul Flader.
I'll abstain.
Krista Davidson.
I will abstain.
Stacey Morin.
Yes.
Michael Kenny.
Yes.
From Washington, Aaron Mills.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
From Windsor, Wendy Robbins.
Yes.
Karen Turban.
Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
Okay, I have nothing else on the agenda. I'll make a motion to adjourn. Yeah.
I'll motion to adjourn.
That's an easy one.
I'll second.
They all said yes.
Gotta be on the record.
From Hillsborough Deering, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Paul Flader.
Yes.
Krista Davidson.
Yes.
Stacey Morin.
Yes.
Michael Kenny.
Yes.
From Washington, Aaron Mills.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
From Windsor, Wendy Robbins.
Yes.
Karen Turban.
Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.